Ai, tēnā no koutou, e whakarongo mai ana ki au i tēnei rā, ko Gilly Clark tēnei e kōrero tēnei rungi te wahanga o te kuaka mārangaranga. Ki konei taku kai kōrero a Dr. Mary Ann Baker, a kamatu tā māua kōrero mō tēnei rā, it's gout. Gout. Ai, kamutu mā koutou nei whakarongo mai. Kia ora mai anō, Mary Ann.
Kia ora, Gilly.
Ai. Yes. Yeah, yes, another gout, week. It's... Another week of the winter months, but rain, eh?
Yes, and it was quite devastating. I was up there in the weekend and at the Far North Pharmacy. Kaitaia was pretty good, but further down coming through on the Friday was huge potholes and flooding everywhere from Moirawai got over the bridge and went up through Pukitona, Kerikeri, all the way through flooding. And funnily enough, because mind you, I got there by probably 4 o'clock at Kyle because the high tide wasn't until 5:30. Yeah.
So you managed to get through, did you?
Yes, but got locked in there until Monday morning.
Oh,
but
okay.
It was lovely locked in. The north is so beautiful. Mm. You know, Kaitaia, Cooper's Beach, the coast there, the east coast, beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Mary Ann, you know, when it floods like that, you know, along Moirawa there, or Kawakawa, you know, once that gets flooded, is there any alternative ways of going back to Whangarei?
Yes, if you go through Pukitona, right around through Paihia, up through Opu and down.
Oh.
But they usually block. If Kawakawa blocks, usually Taumarere Bridge floods, and that's what happened. And what blocked the whole run was landslides at Opu.
Mm.
So, and then they had that freak flooding at Pukitona. So all entrances and exits were flooded. Pukitona, Opu, Taumarere. You couldn't go anywhere.
Okay. No, I just wondered about that, you know, for Saturday just gone. Okay, and it was open on Sunday, was it?
Yes, some of them got through Saturday, like people in the pharmacy, their family had come from Auckland, they got stuck in Whangarei, they couldn't get through at all, had to stay the night, Friday night in Whangarei, but they went early, obviously going according to low tide. Got through, but they had big trucks,
wheel drive trucks.
And diesels, remember, because I never knew that, only the diesels can really get through the water. If you've got petrol, you can still conk out,
even though
you've got a four-wheel drive.
Right. Yep. Okay. Oh, well, that's that for that particular kōrero. Anyway, we go back to gout, Mary Ann, and today's topic is, what is gout?
Right, I think to sum it all up and keep it to the point, gout is a common and painful form of arthritis. It causes severe joint pain, girly, and swelling. And it can be there in your toes, your elbows, wrists, and fingers. And if left untreated, it can cause serious damage to your joints, kidneys, quality of life. With gout, I think what must be remembered, the key points, is gout is caused by a buildup of uric acid in your blood, and this uric acid forms crystals in the joints. So high levels are mainly due to genetic factors, and common in Māori and Pacifica men, and gout is not normal, so you have to get it treated. See your doctor usually if you have symptoms. You can actually ask the pharmacist because they're very versed in taking that kōrero and identifying what's wrong. And if you have more than 2 attacks a year of gout, the doctor can prescribe medication to prevent further attacks. But if left untreated, it can cause permanent damage to your joints, harm your kidneys, and at the worst state, you end up on, as you know, kidneys get harmed, you end up on dialysis. So and it can start from just untreated gout left to go. So with effective treatment, it can be controlled within 12 to 24 hours with medication and lifestyle changes.
Okay. What brings on gout and how is it best managed?
Yeah, well, I think, as we said, just to say, it's a buildup of uric acid in the body. And what causes it is because the high uric acid, the body's not getting rid of it properly, mainly due to genetic factors. Those at risk and what causes this is those genetics. Māori and Pacifica people have genes that make it harder to get rid of this uric acid from the body. Being overweight, so you have to manage your weight, because carrying extra weight slows down the removal of this uric acid by the kidneys. Increasing age, so you can't sort of manage your age, but you can manage the other factors, because gout affects men aged over 40 years and women after menopause a lot. So being aware of your age bracket, what you eat and drink, this can increase your risk. Like some people say, oh, I had seafood and I got a gout attack. You see them in the pharmacy. And that could be true. But as we say, usually food, eating and drinking is only about 30%. And it's a lot of sugary drinks, alcohol, and rich food and purines, such as liver, meat, as we just said, to seafood. Having high blood pressure can cause gout, and taking certain medicines such as water or fluid tablets. You know, furosemide is one, benzofluroxide for high blood pressure or heart failure, and existing kidney problems and some other conditions. So being aware of all of that can help you manage your gout. But really, it boils down to knowing your symptoms, education, treating the gout attacks when they come on, but mainly preventing any further attacks.
All right, right. Okay, what medicines can you use if you know that it's about to happen prior to actually suffering the full pain of the gout?
Well, usually you don't know what's going to happen. You can't sort of take prevention to stop a gout attack, you know, on the spot, what they call acute. What you can do, you can treat it, yes, by, you know, you go into the pharmacy. If you have a gout attack, you can't walk, swollen toe, or even behind your ankle, your fingers, anything like that, you can go in and see your pharmacist and you can get over-the-counter medicines like what they call non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The main one they buy is Voltaren. They can also get the other ones like ibuprofen, naproxen, those are the main ones. The rest are on prescription from a doctor for the gout attack. That's to treat it once you've got it. However, long term, as we said, if you're getting more than two attacks a year, you should be citing your doctor and telling him or her about it, and then they start putting you on other medicines. Like treatment can be prednisone or colchicine if those aren't working, or prevention. The main key of this is preventing gout attacks. And the most common that you would probably see in the household is allopurinol.
Yes.
They come in 100 milligram tablets or 300 milligrams. They also have other medicines like probenecid, adgenuric, or digeric tablets. When usually those last ones is when you can't find any relief and allopurinol isn't working. But the medicine is only part of it, like having them. It's very important, and usually you're on it for lifetime
because
you don't want to damage your kidneys. So really, self-care, there's five steps to prevent the gout. That's know your uric acid level, because a doctor in treating you will give you that acid level. And the goal is to reduce the blood uric acid to below 0.36 millimoles per litre, because that maintains the crystals reduced. Have a medication plan to manage your gout attacks, which can be used and treated with prednisone and colchicine from the doctor, especially if you're on tablets. Avoid triggers. Triggers are prolonged stress, injuries, unusual physical exercise, surgical operations, severe illness, crash dieting is one, or diets that have high levels of purines such as meat, seafood, and liver, sugary drinks, dehydration, alcohol, especially beer, and drugs which include diuretics, which can interfere with the normal excretion of the uric acid.
Mm.
And there's a 4 and 5. The fourth one is maintain a healthy weight. Lose weight, eat less fatty and high sugar foods, and regular meals, small meals, and just anything else to try and educate yourself on ways to ensure that your gout doesn't turn into several attacks and a loss of functioning, because it's so serious if you do find it's going to affect other things in your body, other functioning.
Yes, yes.
Like we said, yes, it's a serious thing.
Mm. I've heard of gout. I remember my late husband having it quite often, probably about 2 or 3 times in a year. But I never sort of took much notice to how it happens. But with you mm-hmm. explaining it, it sort of makes it quite, easy to understand how you can get it.
Yes, it's very easy. But the key thing is if you've had more than 2 within the year, you have to seek medical treatment for it, for long-term medicines to take preventatives. As we said, allopurinol, because the doctors, like some people, they have special programs in the pharmacies there. The doctor will prescribe for people who are getting gout attacks all the time. You get treated with colchicine and prednisone. Prednisone first. It's a standard blister pack. Prednisone first, then you'll have colchicine and allopurinol, and then you go on long-term medicine, taken every day to prevent this, because we've got to stress. It's a serious condition associated with long-term negative health outcomes, such as cardiovascular disease, renal failure, and reduced life expectancy.
Oh, well, how interesting, yeah.
Mm,
well, my husband, my late husband used to be a postmaster, and probably the stress with work and staff,
that's all in there.
Just listening to you.
Stress, but it can be. Definitely there is factors that can trigger gout.
Yes.
Prolonged stress.
And in those days too, he was drinking beer. You know, that was one thing, you know, like during the weekends, it's socializing a little bit. So that in hand probably would create the gout, you know.
Yes, well,
and food.
At least now they've got like sugar-free drinks and low-carb drinks, all these fancy beers that help all that. Yes, it's quite trendy. I see all the young people drinking them.
Yeah, yes. Oh, very good, Mary Ann Baker. That's all I was just talking about. Well, it's interesting with gout. So for people that are out there suffering from it, I don't envy that, especially if you can't put a shoe on.
yes. No, well, when it's like that, you usually need to see the doctor for the prescriptions for prednisone to bring it under control straight away. But you can, when it's just mild, when you first get it first day, you can go and get help from your pharmacist and usually they purchase the over-the-counter Voltaren, those non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but they follow you up and ensure that you get to the doctor should you have more than 2 attacks in 1 year. You've got to get treated.
Oh, very good. Oh,
kia ora,
well,
really.
It's kia ora mai anō, Mary Ann. We'll hear you next week. So that's the story on gout. Thank you.
Ngā mihi whānau, and thanks for the interest and all the topics to talk on.
Yes, thank you. Kia ora mai anō. Ai hoki mai ko Dr. Mary Ann Baker tērā e kōrero ana on gout. And for those that are listening and wondering about it, those are the ailments that you can get. And it's different types of food you eat, types of drink you eat. It could be stress from your job. If you're carrying staff or carrying mahi that's quite overloaded, you can get that. And it's quite interesting. Now, no reira, go to a doctor and get it seen to if it applies to you. Now, no reira, me tuku atu no etahi o ngā kōrero kia wātea mai anō aini I ngā haora.